Patricia, PATRICIA, Outlaw, AUTLAW, 12/5/1956. This is a 67-year-old woman currently on hospice with history of end-stage stroke. She's totally and completely bedbound. She has total ADL dependency. She has bowel and bladder incontinence. Furthermore, she suffers from hypertension, diabetes, osteoarthritis, chronic knee pain, hyperlipidemia, period. Patient has had numerous TIAs in the past, what has left her unresponsive for hours at end period. She's continuing to lose weight. She has protein calorie malnutrition. Her recent KPS was reported at, her recent MAC was reported at 26 centimeter left arm. Her KPS is at 40%. She's also developed multiple sacral decubitus ulcers, which it will never heal. These are varying in size from 1 centimeter to 2.5 centimeter over the sacral region. These are unavoidable ulcerations because of her lack of protein and protein calorie malnutrition, period. She has very little appetite. When she eats, she eats very little, hence the reason for the low albumin and the protein calorie malnutrition, period. Patient pain is controlled via pain medications. Blood sugars are stable because the fact that she's not eating very much. Patient is being seen by the wound care nurse regarding her treatment for her wound care, period. Patient has bouts of aspiration and choking spells, has oxygen available to her, but oxygen level today at rest was at 92% on room air, blood pressure 140 over 68, period. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live, period. Let me see if there's anything else I'd like to put in there. Also put down, patient lives in a group home. Other comorbidities also add osteoarthritis, chronic pain, and put down brainstem stroke. And also put down contractures about the lower extremity. Also put down her KPS has now dropped down to 30% as opposed to 40% given her current status and her findings. So KPS changed it from 40 to 30%. Thank you.